In the depths of an Atlanta forest, a clash between activists and authorities ends in tragedy. I'm Matthew Scherr, and on my new podcast, We Came to the Forest, we expose the hidden truths behind a shootout that left one activist dead and countless lives forever changed. Binge all episodes of We Came to the Forest ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And to all you Patreon subscribers out there, I've been peeking over the questions you're submitting, and let's just say, if I was frightened of our listeners before, I have now been transported to a place of absolute terror. And I've hung out with psychic space leeches. On that note, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, currently squatting in Cadaver Falls in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
27, 28, 29, 30. Ooh, yeah, baby.
Wait, were you still working out?
Yeah, just doing some hole pulls. Arnie, I don't know if you've heard, but...
Hole pulls?
What am I saying?
It sounded like you said hole pulls.
Hole pulls.
Hole pulls. Pulls.
Pulls.
Pulls.
So since last week, you're just digging holes that are exactly the same size as you and pulling yourself out of them?
Yeah. Arnie, buddy, the war has started. I didn't realize this, but before Mel and Mort were thrown into the sea, the war was not officially on. It was just gearing up, ramping up even.
Wait, so the War of the Animals hadn't started?
It had not started until Usador
sort of,
made...
Sort of bubbling underneath the surface there the whole time.
Yeah, it was going to, but it just needed someone to kind of say the word go, or scream let's go, as Mel did several times, so... Mm-hmm.
He was underwater.
He was underwater, yeah. Which maybe suggests that his bubble wasn't working. I can't quite tell. Or maybe...
Oh, they're dead.
Oh, was I supposed to give them a bubble?
Those two are dead, right? Those two are dead now.
I don't know, but the lid that Usador put over the sea was broken almost immediately because, you know, the seas have magical creatures as well. I mean, you know, wizards aren't the only magical creatures, so... Hey, Arnie, Usador, just in case. Well, Usador, you should be fine. But Arnie, don't go outside without a buddy.
Okay.
Because it could be dangerous. We don't know if this is widespread, if this is isolated to a certain areas in battles, but just be careful.
So we accidentally kickstarted the War of the Animals.
No, we made two moles' dreams come true, and they started the war.
And I shouldn't go outside without a buddy in case a fish tries to get me.
Arnie, you say that like they can't.
I'm just going to stay out of the water.
Arnie, we were on a flying whale for a few weeks.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
How many... Look, it's land versus sea versus air, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are flying fish? Are they air or sea?
Well, Arnie, I don't know. I feel silly saying this. I thought you knew. Fish fly, but it's really swimming. It's what we call swimming. That's them flying through the water.
But what about, are there ones that fly in the air?
I mean, I'm sure there's some. We were on a flying whale for several weeks.
Why can't I have a buddy?
Well, you can accompany Usador or I, or me, or I. I'm in my head because of the whole pole thing.
Who am I kidding? None of us are going to leave the tavern anytime soon.
That's probably true.
Yeah, just be careful. Overall message, be careful.
Yes, there's much danger out in the world right now, for even the wizards have begun to consolidate their power as they prepare to take over various lands. Even now, their wizard law brings down terror and fear upon the denizens of Foon, who deserve a better and freer world!
Wait, hold on, Usador, the wizard war's still going on too?
Well, it's sort of the same deal, what's sort of bubbling under the surface, but I'm sure we'll do something to get that kickstarted too. They're just consolidating power and, you know, shoring up their defenses and taking over lands. They keep conquering areas. There have been some skirmishes, but I wouldn't say it's a full-out war yet. I'd say it's more of a wizard pissing match.
Oh, yeah, Arnie, have you ever seen a wizard pissing match?
I mean, I've seen Usador piss.
A pissard match. That was better.
and that's what it's called.
Oh, a pissard match? Okay.
Wait, whoa, what the fuck? What? Arnie, did you just move the table? What's going on here?
Oh.
Whoa, why is the table... It's moving... Whoa! The table is standing up and stretching. This isn't a... Ooh, it's not a table. This is a knee. Arnie, we have our podcast set up on a knee. This is...
Whoa.
Hello!
This is an interesting table.
Fuck me! Okay.
Oh, shit. We're sitting beneath a very large person.
Sorry. You seemed like you were busy, so I didn't want to...
Oh, no, we shouldn't be apologizing to you.
No, it's fine. I just heard you talking, and then I was like, is that Evelyn? Are you Evelyn?
Evelyn?
Do you know Evelyn? Are you Evelyn?
No.
Sorry. Like, okay.
People mispronounce Arnie Niekamp sometimes.
No. I'm looking for Evelyn.
You're waiting for Evelyn?
How is that spelled?
I don't know. I look pretty much the same as my poster. Are you waiting for... Are you here for a date?
Arnie?
Oh, no. No. Oh, maybe. Yeah. Arnie, are you on a date? Are you using some sort of... Are you catfishing people?
No.
As Evelyn?
No.
I saw the poster that I saw. It was a flyer, really, posted in the square, and it kind of looked like you. So I just wasn't sure. And then I put my poster, and then sort of in my sending stone, we sort of corresponded back and forth briefly, and we said we were going to meet here at 8 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. So you're waiting for a date?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like a date, really? Just sort of a hang. I'm looking to meet somebody. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
feeling a little nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous. I'm sure you have many fine qualities that, and all you have to do...
What would you say, what do you think are my fine qualities based off of meeting me right now?
Well, you're huge.
Like, Arnie!
Arnie!
In a good way. You're very tall. You're...
No, I get that.
Are you like a? I don't want to finish this sentence in case I'm wrong.
I was going to say you're easy to talk to. Like you immediately were very personable and warm.
Normally people see me and they're like giant.
Yeah.
So.
And I was going to say you're very comfortable to be around and to podcast on. I think just podcasting on your knee, I felt like I've known you for months. What is your name? We've been so rude. What's your name?
Oh, Garly.
Garly.
Hi, Garly. I'm Garly Brutheart, Felinavi, but just Garly. This is great for me.
Garly, this is my good friend Chunt the Shapeshifter.
With an I.
No,
you said it like maybe it was C-H-U-N-T. With a Y. It's Garly with an I.
Oh, I see.
At the end for me.
Garly. So sorry.
Important. I'm so sorry. No.
No.
Continue, please. Sorry. No, I interrupted.
No, you're fine.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. I'm feeling a little nervous.
Sure,
I'm sweating.
Sure.
Are you guys getting wet down there?
A little bit.
It's pretty wet. It's falling into my eyes.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. You needn't be nervous. Think of us as like a kind of maybe we're like a test date, you know?
Really?
Kind of get some of those, you know, jitters out by speaking to three, a wizard, a badger who's actually a shapeshifter, and a man from another world.
Yeah, I'm from another world.
If I sort of, I don't know if it works like this, if I sort of tell you what Evelyn looks like, can you maybe, like, try shapeshifting into him? Is that crazy?
Chunt, what do you think?
Yeah, I could do that. I think Arnie looks just like Evelyn, so I'll just turn into Arnie, and then we'll work from this.
Okay, yeah, that'd be amazing. Okay, so that's pretty close, but then, like, based on the drawing on the flyer, so he's sort of, like, just like Arnie, except, jaw, like, chiseled.
Okay.
Just, like, chiseled the jaw.
Whoa!
And then abs, right?
Yeah. I just got a glimpse of me in the mirror, and holy shit.
Yeah,
Wait,
and then just...
There were abs in this painting?
The painting was mostly abs, I would say. Okay.
Full-length painting?
Yeah, full length. And then it was just, like, eyes that just sort of, like, pierce through. You know what I mean? That, like, pierce through the drawing. And so it's, like, you're looking. You know, like, you know it's a drawing, but you're sort of like, is this drawing looking directly at me? So sort of like, that's it. Yeah, that's perfect. Wow. Oh, my God.
This is smoldering. Smize.
Oh, Arnie, with not much work, you could be doing this. I mean, some work.
That's a much better version of me. Wow.
Sure.
Can I ask, in the painting, were there any other details? Like, could you see, like, what was in his room?
Oh, yeah, of course. There was a poster for this, sort of this boy bard troupe. So there was sort of, there's like four of them. There was like the sexy one and the sexy sad one and the sexy one that sort of maybe had like a girlfriend to oversee and then like sort of the one that is smart.
Oh my goddess, you are describing to a T bards, bards, bards.
Yes. Oh my God, you know them?
Oh, they are. I mean, when I was younger, I was into them, 2 years ago. I was into them way more, but...
Okay. Me too. I love them. What's your favorite song?
Ooh, I guess Loot You All Night Long.
Oh, my God. Okay, do you want to... Can I show you something?
Please.
Look at my toe. Please. It's a tattoo. Do you see?
It's a loot tattoo. It's a loot too.
It's my favorite lyric. Yeah, it's the loot, and then it's got the lyric underneath. Can you see it?
That is incredible.
You have a lot of room for lyrics on this toe.
It's most of the song. Yeah, I missed the bridge, but it is a lot of the song.
Sure. Girl, I'm rooting for you. Girl, I'm tooting for you. Girl, I gonna loot on
for you.
You.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm rooting for you.
Arnie, do you know what always bothered me about Bards, Bards, Bards?
What?
There are clearly four members in there, but the name is Bards, Bards, Bards.
Bards.
Huh.
And they're all plural. It's not Bard, 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 or Bard, 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 Bard. It's bards, bards, bards. So are there multiple? It just bothers me.
How old are you? You seem pretty old.
I am 350 years old.
He's not young and with it like us. I'm not super familiar with Bards, Bards, Bards. Are they anything like Bard Street?
Oh, the Bard Street Boys?
Oh, like...
Yeah, Bards in their song Bard Street's Bard.
Oh, my mom used to listen to them.
Oh.
She was like really into their stuff, I think. Yeah, so I don't know. I can message her on my sending stone, I guess.
Huh, okay. I've only been in this world 9 years, and I'm already behind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Music hasn't been good since Barty Goodman.
Oh, Usador, you're so fucking out of touch.
I love Barty Goodman. It's classic, good stuff.
I don't know who that is.
What about Bard TS? Is that...
Yeah, I guess they're having a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I never really thought about Bards, 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 and why they do that. It could be like, I don't know if you know Me New, though, where they just constantly kept replacing members, and every time they had a new member, they're like, Me New, though. And so you kind of get to know them, but they keep the name overall, so it might be that kind of situation. So,
they all have the same haircut, which was sort of helpful for continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you know, I'm just like, it's one of those things where it's 8:15 already, and I'm just sort of like, is he coming? Is he coming? Is he coming?
Do you think he's coming? I'm sure he's coming. I'm sure that he's excited. It sounds like this picture is legitimate, and it's not like he sent you any taint paints or anything. That would be particularly disturbing. It sounds like this is a perfectly upstanding young gentleman.
Would it be bad if he sent me a taint paint?
Yeah, that would be really bad. Or did he?
Well, yeah. That was sort of... I messaged him and I said, hey, let's meet at the tavern at 8 o'clock. And then he sent me back a taint paint. And I said, haha, LOL, first drink's on me.
Sure.
Okay.
Did you send him back like a poon rune or anything like that?
Yeah, just one. Is that a problem?
Arnie, stop trying to connect with the youth of Foon.
Why are you guys making that face? Why are you guys making those faces?
I have a very withered and old face, for I am over 350 years old.
That's crazy. Oh. You seem so much older than that.
And sorry, Usador, it's wizard. He had a bit of a lisp there or something.
Sorry?
He has a wizard old face.
He
misspoke or something.
Yeah, now that I'm like leaning down and closer, I'm like, you actually don't look that much like Evelyn, but I mean, maybe like his like great-great-grandfather or something
Me?
Like that.
Holy shit, like I'm so someone's sorry. Great-great-grandfather?
Oh, and also now that you're leaning down, I noticed, Garly, that... You have, I thought it was a flower, but it looks like it's a full tree in bloom with white leaves. That's to signify that you are Garly?
Yes. Yeah, I said I'll be in the red dress at the tavern. I'm going to have a small podcast on my foot, maybe. And, you'll know me by the tree with the white leaves on my lapel. And I thought that was sort of like romantic, sort of like one of my favorite troops. My troops that come through when I was a kid, they did this play a lot called Tired and Foon. Do you remember that one?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a single father, and he's so tired of raising his son alone. And then he meets a woman.
Yes.
What happens from there?
I usually fell asleep around that part as well. So, but yeah, but anyways, I just thought it was like that.
Garley, this is perfect. These are exactly the sorts of conversations you're going to want to have with Evelyn, you said?
Evelyn, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about the theater. Talk about the arts. Talk about the things that speak to your soul. Share your inner feelings, and then you will learn whether this person is worthy of your time or not. I'm sorry. I presumed they were a person. Is Evelyn a person?
Don't be mad. They're a wizard.
Oh, okay.
Don't be mad. I just said don't be mad, and all of you made a face.
Well,
yeah, but you can't just say don't be mad.
Well, I can say don't be mad. It's your choice believe me or not believe me. I am allowed to say that.
I will say I'm just mad that a wizard looks like this. I mean, again, checking myself out in the mirror, this is
that's
incredible.
A sexy wizard. I always thought all wizards just look like old and fucked up and shit.
Hey. Now, perhaps this wizard has cast a glamour on themselves to make themselves more beautiful.
Like a glamour shot.
And some wizards are beautiful. Genlevia the Red, my beloved.
Oh, yeah. Something.
Though we are torn betwixt us, this terrible war has come. Oh, what tragedy has befallen me.
I'm really sorry to hear that. I kind of get it. You sort of have like a lost love, and I sort of have a love that can't even bloom. It seems like, I just feel like this happens to me constantly. I feel like this is happening to me. Sorry.
I said, oh,
Carly. Sorry, I'm not going to cry. Now here comes the tears.
Let's take a break. Let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
Are the tears burning anyone else?
What have you been eating?
Pepper.
A few miles from the glass spires of Midtown Atlanta lies the South River Forest. In 2021 and 2022, the woods became a home to activists from all over the country who gathered to stop the nearby construction of a massive new police training facility, nicknamed Cop City.
At approximately 9 o'clock this morning, as law enforcement was moving through various sectors of the property, an individual, without warning, shot a Georgia State Patrol trooper.
This is We Came to the Forest, a story about resistance.
The abolitionist mission isn't done until every prison is empty and shut down.
Love and fellowship.
It was probably the happiest I've ever been in my life.
And the lengths we'll go to protect the things we hold closest to our hearts. Follow We Came to the Forest on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of We Came to the Forest early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, true crime fans. Ever dreamt of solving cases and poring over evidence with top podcasters, criminal experts, and your fellow true crime enthusiasts? Join us for Wondery's Exhibit C inaugural True Crime Cruise aboard the luxurious cruise ship The Norwegian Joy for an unforgettable voyage from Miami to Nassau, Bahamas. Take to the high seas for this enthralling around-the-clock true crime experience. Immerse yourself with some of the best minds in criminal psychology and your favorite true crime podcast hosts and experts, all while enjoying top-tier amenities and breathtaking ocean views. The Exhibit C Cruise is the ultimate true crime experience, where you and fellow enthusiasts can share theories and participate in activities like an immersive murder mystery, a beat the polygraph challenge, or self-defense classes that would deter any would-be criminal. Come for the intrigue. Stay for the sunshine. Go to exhibitccruise.com to learn more and sign up for the presale.
Okay, Garley, so I'm sitting across from you. I look exactly like Avalon? Avalee.
Yeah, I'm sorry it took so long to get the booster for the seat.
Oh, Garley, you know what? That could be it. I know a lot of wizards can be super in their head, super self-conscious about dating someone who's taller than them.
Yes, so maybe constantly. And yeah. I like wizards. Sorry, I like wizards. You know what I mean? And so that's just sort of like what I go after typically.
Yeah.
Just a little tone deaf for what's going on currently. It's to like wizards.
You promised that you weren't going to judge me.
No, I never did, though.
From how I remember it, you explicitly said, I promise I will not say a single word, and I'm going to be so quiet.
Okay.
That was how I remember that conversation going.
I will. I'll climb down.
Yeah, you've really been in her ear this whole time.
How's it going up there, Arnie?
Well, you know, it's just a classic trying to help someone out to prepare for their date sort of thing. But
yeah,
she's not, it's worse than her just liking this one super hot wizard.
Arnie, which...
She's into wizards in general.
Arnie, which wizard could this be? For wizards are born into this world and fully formed. They're not like magicians or sorcerers who learn magic. We are magic incarnate. Who could it be?
Is there like a sexy... Like the wizard of sexy and... dating?
You're looking at him.
Garley, I just want to apologize for my friend. I saw him climb down from your shoulder, slide down your shoulder, all the way down your arm, and not once did he yell, we? You're fun. You are fun. And I apologize.
That? Don't just say that.
Oh, 100%. You are so fun and likable. I mean, tell me about you. Tell me about your interests.
Okay. Do you know rocks?
Yeah?
I love rocks. I sort of like, I'll stack them in a pile and then I'll just sort of take my fist and I'll smash them. And then I will press them together with my palms to sort of try and refuse them. And if I press hard enough, then the heat will refuse them. Yeah. So that's sort of like what I like to do for fun.
Amazing.
How about you? Do you like your mom? Can I meet your mom? Fuck, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. I get so nervous.
No, that's actually a really, it's a very good question. I'll just say that, and you said to be fully transparent and honest.
Yeah.
That's just a very hyper-specific question.
Right.
So you might just say, like, what are your parents like? Because you don't know people's situation. Maybe they were born, like, Usador here, also a wizard.
He was
born.
Should I come up there?
Yeah. Why don't you just sort of...
Out of truth.
Oh, there you are.
Are you talking to me?
I heard my name.
This is Usador. His mom is actually birds and wind and rain or something.
Yes, I was brought into this world by conspiracy of birds and wind and rain and fire and frogs that insisted that that Foon need a champion. And I did strut forth into this world and insist that my magic become paramount. And I become the defender of all goodness and righteousness.
How's that going?
Not great. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just take it a little lighter. Okay. So leave me in with a question and then and then I'll answer and then I'll try and ask you one back again.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you able to fit through doors?
How am I able to fit through doors?
Oh my goddesses, I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. I have a back and a spine, so normally I just sort of bend a little bit if it's small.
I'm so stupid.
And
I'm so sorry.
Because I'm very flexible.
Oh.
I'm flexible.
You don't have to pose like that.
I'm fun. Look at me, and I'm touching my toes. Oh, sorry.
Watch out, Arnie.
I'm sorry.
Ooh,
okay,
Arnie,
sorry.
You just got...
It's all right.
Shit.
I don't normally do this. I'm going to pick you up. Okay, and just pop you on the table there. I'm sorry. I'm messing this up. I am messing this up from the get-go.
No,
I can't meet this person. I can't. So I'm just going to go home and I'm going to die alone.
Oh, wait.
No. Please. Don't die alone. Please.
You pulled me up here so fast. I think I'm going to be sick.
There are already so many people on this podcast right now who are going to die alone. Let's see if we can change that for you.
One. I thought we were counting ourselves off.
I have to say, Garley, I don't think that last one was your fault. I think that Chunt asked a question that perhaps put you in your head, made you very aware of your own physical body.
Yeah.
So why don't we just try it again?
Perfect.
And this time, Chunt, maybe... Just ask about an interest or something you have in common, yes. Or share something you like.
Also, what she could do, Garley, what you could also do if you're comfortable with it is
kiss. Oh, sorry. What was that?
No, I was just saying you could pick up Arnie since he's already up here. Pick up me since I'm up here as well, and sort of like in your hands, make us talk like how you hope the conversation goes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh my goddesses, yes. Okay, yes. 1,000%. Okay, amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay, so there's an A here and I'm gonna pick you. I'm just gonna say, hi, how's it going? And then you over here and you sort of say, and then you're me, and so we sort of go, oh, sorry. And I'm just gonna go, hi. It's nice to meet you. You look so handsome this evening, and then yeah, that's okay. Honestly, I saw you from across the bar and I was hoping you were my date. Ha ha. ha. And so we're sort of going back and forth. Sorry.
This is good stuff.
And then I just sort of say, hey, he goes, hey, like, you know, like, what? And then this is maybe a little forward, but why don't we get out of here? And I sort of go, oh, I'm usually not that type of giant. And then the other person goes, oh, no, I didn't mean to pursue him. And then I go, yeah, you didn't mean to pursue him. And the other person goes, you know, oh, that's fine. Sorry, forget I mentioned it. I go, no, can't forget you mentioned it now. And then you kiss. And then you kiss, kiss, kiss. And then you kiss.
Wow, twice in one season.
Sorry, I got a little into it.
No, that was perfect. I think that if you feel uncomfortable with physical contact that early in the date, you don't have to agree to it, obviously. So
I'm dying for physical contact, I would say.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then...
You actually, you broke off my leg, but I'll just throw that back.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, Arnie, no worries.
Are you all right?
I think a rib or two is maybe broken. I think every time you wanted to, like, say I was talking, you just kept squeezing, like, along with the words, and that hurt.
And that's my bad. It's just your mouth wasn't opening when I was doing that, and so I was finding when I squeezed, your mouth opened a little bit.
Yeah, can I?
It did.
Garly, do you mind if I give Chunt and Arnie some notes real quick about that? I thought you did great.
I love that. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that, and I personally love direction, and I hope, sort of as a group, we can take direction well.
Arnie, when you are being held up like a doll in a scenario like this, you really should try to mouth along with the words.
Okay, yeah.
That'll help your ribs from being broken, but I'm sure they'll grow back.
Yeah. You know Chunt, I'm good at listening to what other people are saying.
I know. Chunt. Perfect.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bellissimo. No notes.
And I just want to say thank you, Director, for giving Arnie notes, because I felt like giving him notes, and I restrained myself, and I feel like he just wasn't giving me a lot to work on.
I felt like giving him notes, too. Was that crazy?
Garly, right?
What, everybody?
I don't even know him very well, and I was like, can I say something?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
I was just in pain. I was just trying to be authentically go with what I was feeling in the moment.
Arnie, an artist uses their pain. They use their pain.
To act is to be in pain.
And it just kind of felt like you didn't want to be in my hand and being squeezed, if I'm being honest.
I saw that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Can I ask you guys a question?
Please.
What do you think of my outfit?
Red dress is a classic, beautiful garment.
Did you see the butt?
I didn't see the butt.
We haven't stood up.
Well, if you turn around and you can see the butt, it's got a fun thing on there. Do you see it?
Oh.
Can you read it?
Juicy?
Yeah, it says juicy.
What is that? Okay.
Because it's red like an apple, and sort of I like apples juicy, and so that was sort of my thought process on there.
But then there's like an arrow coming out of juicy, like pointing directly to your rectum. Like, I don't know.
You don't think that that's good? You think I should? I brought a couple of other outfits. I can try them on. I can sort of like try them on quickly.
If you want, that's fine. I you know, juicy is very, maybe overly inviting.
Okay, well, it's just one of those things where, like, we have this saying sort of from my mountain, and we basically say dress for the job that you want. I don't know if that's something that you've heard before, but that's sort of something, like, I don't know if that's, like, regional, if that's, like, a hometown thing, but we say that a lot, and so I was just sort of like, what do I want?
Yeah.
And I want to get smashed by a hot wizard is sort of, like, my plan.
Sure, okay.
And you should get what you want.
And so, I don't know, I was just like, maybe this is kind of nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do.
Dress for the job you want.
We say this thing up on my mountain. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, which is like business in the front, party in the back. And so that was sort of like what I was going for here. I don't know if you guys have heard that. That's sort of like a thing that we say on my mountain.
I have heard that. It's usually in regards to specific haircuts, but it works in all...
Haircuts?
All sorts of ways, yes.
Mm, okay. We only say that about this dress specifically on my mountain.
Oh, which mountain are you from again?
The tallest one to the north.
Oh, the tallest one to the north. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's a very famous mountain.
Yeah.
Arnie, have you ever been to the tallest mountain to the north?
No. Is that the name of the mountain?
That's the actual name of it. The giants named that one, and no offense, they aren't the most inventive namers.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, that's true.
It's also the third shortest from the east. Here's a garlic.
It's very practical. It helps them get around.
Yeah, it's just kind of nice to know. And then you sort of have and it's tough. I don't know if because you're so short, it like makes a difference on what's tallest. I don't think that it would work that way, but I also don't know because that's not my lived experience.
Here's an interesting fact. For a human, Arnie's actually quite tall.
I am.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stop. Yes. You? Yeah.
Me? Yeah.
Arnie, that's crazy.
People see me in person and they're like, you are not what I expected you to look like. You are very tall.
From my perspective?
What are you, 6'8"?
6'8"?
I'm like 6'4.5". Although people who are about 6 feet are really invested in me being 6'5". But I think I'm like 6'4".
Whoa, okay. Because that's like the shortest height I've ever heard, basically. I mean, not really, but like it's very short. You know what I mean? Like anything below 8 feet is just kind of the same to me, I would say.
Oh, sure. No, I guess I get that.
Where it's if you got 4 pieces of rice, it's like sort of the same as having 8 pieces of rice. You know what
I
mean?
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Do you even know what rice is? Like, have you ever consumed rice?
Wow. Yes,
Arnie.
I know what rice is.
Arnie.
I can read.
Sure.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I live in town. I go to school up the street. So it was I know what rice is.
You're in school right now.
Yes.
What are you studying?
I am studying, do you know literature?
Yes, I do know literature.
I've read about it.
I'm studying history.
Oh. Okay, great.
Oh, do you go to the Montessori school?
Yes. Do you know it?
I've heard of it. I know it's like a kind of a hands-on learning experience.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really nice because I feel like I'm getting a lot of practical education that then is going to translate into the workplace.
Yeah.
This is so crazy. I don't feel nervous talking to you. Normally when I talk to people, like I feel like I keep trying to put myself out there on these dates and I keep getting ghosted. And I just, you know, like, I don't know. I don't feel nervous talking to you. So thank you.
Well, two things. One, I mean, if it were hands off, you'd fall down the mountain. So that explains like why it's hands on. It totally makes sense.
I don't understand.
I just wanted to make sure to get that in before we moved on to a different subject. But
I don't understand. Explain that to me, please.
Well, it's hands on on the mountain. But if it was hands off, you'd fall down the mountain.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's more like a clever observation.
I wouldn't call it a clever observation. That's so interesting.
No.
Maybe we could classify it as wry.
Let me explain. Maybe I didn't explain
it
well.
I think somebody else would have to call it a clever observation. I don't think you can self-call it a clever observation.
Right? It has to be hands-on, because if it was hands-off,
you'd walk up a mountain on your feet?
We understand it.
Garlic and I say all the time, Arnie's saying, let me tell you a funny story. And I keep saying, I'll let you know if it's funny.
I believe that.
He does this all the time. Girl, why don't you stand up? Here's what we're going to do. The three of us are going to sit in chairs reading newspapers, and then you change outfits. And every time you have, because we don't want to, invade your privacy. So anytime you have a new outfit on.
Can we get newspapers for everyone in the tavern? We're not the only people here.
We're the only important people here.
Yeah, sure.
And then when you have
some newspapers.
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys set with your newspapers here?
Yes.
Yep. And then when you're ready, say something and we'll drop them and give a head nod yes or a head nod no.
Okay.
So much war news in this newspaper.
I'm a very fast dresser.
Whoa, you're done already?
Yeah.
Oh.
So for this one, it's just two little nipple pasties that I got. Okay.
Yeah.
And then a leaf.
I mean, it's very provocative.
Arnie, you're drooling.
But the leaf is on your nose, which is the weird part.
Well, I just thought, you know, I don't want people to be distracted. My nose is typically what people say is my best quality. Like, normally when people see my drawing, they're sort of like, oh, what a beautiful, nose that you have is normally what people say. Mm-hmm.
So you put the leaf there and then save the best for last.
Well, and then sort of like, again, I really want people to know what I'm here for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, why don't you turn around here and I do see you drew an arrow to your butthole and it says juicy. So that's sort of a no theme. Compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, it's sort of like my signature, right? Like, I feel like people have things where, like, I want people in a crowd to basically be like, oh, that's Garly. You know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure that people sort of, like, can recognize me. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I wear this to work. I mean, everybody's acting so scandalized. I'm not going to wear this to, like, on the job or to school or something like that. This is my date outfit.
Yeah.
Right. You're sending a particular message.
Well, no shame here. Like, you're single, you're ready to mingle.
I'm hearing no.
Okay, well, let's do an official no. Everyone put your newspapers up.
Newspapers back up.
Okay, put them down.
I wish we had some fun music playing.
Shake your heads no.
Shake our heads no.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Can we all do, but I'm going to do a no where I'm really sort of delighted, but I'm just sort of like, oh, Garly.
That's good. That's so good, we should take a break and come right back.
Oh, Usador.
Usador, Arnie.
Yeah.
I feel like we've seen 60 to 80 outfits. It just feels like...
That commercial break was like a day long.
Yeah. It just feels like, I mean, she looks great, but it just feels like we're not, nothing's clicking. Like, there's no wow factor.
It's not like, it's not, and yeah, and she's perfectly lovely. It's not.
Yes, it's not her.
It's the outfits.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. This is the only other one that I have packed, so I don't know.
Okay, let's slowly lower our newspapers, knowing you're going to shake our head no.
What do you think?
Garly, you look outstanding.
You look radiant, Garly.
Really? Stop, don't say that if you don't mean it.
Garly, you're all that.
Stop. Do you mean that?
I do.
Oh my
you're
God.
All that.
Really?
You're all of that.
So, I mean, just the original red dress in a slightly darker shade of red is exactly what we were looking
for? Yeah, that's everything all it set, yeah.
Somehow, that's all it needed. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We shouldn't have moved on from that first one so fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm crying. Oh.
I feel beautiful.
The downside is it's been at least a day, so I'm a little... I'm starting to kind of be certain that your date isn't coming. I guess I'm still a little uncertain how the system works where you post a drawing of yourself like
in
a public place.
Have you never posted a drawing of yourself in the square with your name and your sending stone information?
I'm old. You know, there's no judgment. I just haven't like, I just
it's
haven't.
Not that there's anything to be judgmental about. That literally is how everybody does it now. You post you get a drawing of yourself, you post it in the square, people go around and they either rip your drawing off, crumple it up and throw it in the river, or they rip it off and then they get your sending stone information and then they send you a message.
Oh, okay.
Have you never heard of rivering?
No. Oh. Man,
crazy.
That's tough because then you could, like, if other people would like it, they don't have a chance to see it.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a thing. You gotta, like, go back on a regular basis because then people have seen your flyer if it's gone, and so then you know to put up a new one. You know that you're getting traction, so it's kind of bad if yours is still standing. It means that nobody's interested.
Do you try to do like as recent a painting as possible, or if maybe you just have a really good older painting that you prefer?
I have a painting with a little animal that I normally do, but obviously current situation standing, it's been like a little bit of a touchy subject. Sure. So I just sort of do my finishing school photo from the mountain.
Arnie, I think since you've heard about it, you're going to walk by and see so many up. There's a lot of guys will be like holding a fish or it's like a drawing of them at Mako Poko or something, petting a tiger. It's you start to see the same thing over and over and over and over.
It's like kind of hard to differentiate. And I think with mine, sort of like how I make it a little bit different is I put mine sort of at my eye level. And so then it's sort of like the thing of like, it'll either be... You know, somebody tall enough, but more often than not, especially in this area, I will attract a wizard. Somebody that has some sort of power of flight or power to bring it down from the height, which is like very cool and exciting.
Uh-huh. Oh,
well, that is fun. I have to say, is there a chance that your painting doesn't give an accurate sense of scale?
No.
And that these potential dates are showing up and are surprised... That you are the size that you are, that you're as tall as you are.
That can't be. Here, I have one in my pocket. Take a look. It's the mountain, and then me in the foreground.
Right,
yeah,
but it
does look like with the perspective. And also, you said there was an animal in your picture. I was picturing like,
well, that's for scale. So if you take a look at the photo, you can see way down in the corner. Can you see? There's a bat.
There is a bat.
Yeah, I think that's a giant bat, which is kind of misleading.
To be fair, they shouldn't be leaving if they've made a date with you.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Regardless of size. But
yes, thank you, Dory. I appreciate it. Can I call you Dory? Ooh, is that okay?
Dory!
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one. That's
sorry,
a great
I just kind of went for it. I just feel like maybe we've gotten there.
I love that.
That's the Garly we want. One who goes for it instead of saying sorry.
Stop. Yeah. Okay.
Give us a spin.
I feel so much better. Okay, a new drawing. Fine. I can do a new drawing. Absolutely. What are we thinking?
Do you mind if we paint you?
Yeah, can you sketch? Please, I'm begging you. Can you sketch for me? I feel like I just look so hot right now, and I just I need a sketch now because I'm not going to be able to recreate this. And the lighting is really good in here.
I'm
going to
say most of Chun's paintings are really horny, but maybe that's what you want.
Yes,
I think that's.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my goddess, yes.
I have an idea. Chunt, you do the drawing.
Okay.
Garly, you hold Arnie in your hand again to show for a sense of scale.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then, okay.
And Chunt,
but
you draw.
Do you want another guy in your... in your painting? Is that...
Oh, that's a good point.
I don't know. I'm not a... I'm
one
not...
as tiny as you? Absolutely.
Okay, sure. Like, I can do... Yeah, they're like...
Maybe we write on Arnie's forehead, not a threat?
Yes.
Or like
I don't even think we need to write it on his forehead. I think people are going to know.
It's already subtextually there.
I think they'll read it on his forehead, whether it's there or not.
I've heard people... Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Can I just talk to you for like one sec?
Yeah, of course. Guys, I'll be right back.
Sorry. Just like one second.
Yeah, of course. Hey.
Hey, I just feel... I don't know, I feel like we're connecting.
Yeah, I felt the same way, but I didn't want to say anything because I'm like, well, I'm not a wizard, so I don't have a freaking shot.
No, I don't know why I said that. I like, you know, I just like, I date wizards typically.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just like, yeah. what's going, who are... Is your mom dead? Sorry, I don't know why I asked that.
No, she's not. Here's the thing, she's not.
And now
it's funny
that
you said that, and... We have more of a rapport because I'm laughing because that was funny. But if she was, I'd probably be upset. But she's not.
Usador, while they're over there talking, I just want to... This is going to sound crazy. I just want to run something by you. I think Garly and I are connecting.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on...
I just, you know, just the way she said I'm not a threat. And,
but she called me Dory.
And how I'm the smallest thing she's ever
seen. And she dates wizards.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So you're saying you think you and Garly are connecting?
Look, I'm clearly too old for her. She said that. She made it very clear. But I think, you know, I don't... Maybe she's got some daddy issues. Who knows? But I'm not going to go there. If you feel like you have a shot, then just ask her out. I mean, maybe this Avalyn guy will show up. Maybe he won't.
I mean, she did come here looking for someone that looked a little bit like me.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, let's go over there. And
only better.
Let's go over there and just, you know, take your shot.
Is your mom dead, or like, what's going on?
Oh, no. She did eat my dad, though, so that's like a fun fact.
Amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah. You know, he was cheating on her, and so she ate him.
Serves
him
right.
So that's sort of like my thing.
Eating ain't cheating.
Yeah.
He did cheat. Thank you. Oh my gosh,
so
thank
it's
you.
It's a little bit different. Thank you.
Well, it's good to laugh at these things.
Wait, when did you shave, Usador?
What?
When did you shave?
Just a few minutes ago.
And why did you shave it like that?
I just thought this little strip of hair down the middle of my chin might be really attractive.
A little landing strip?
Blah. Leave some mutton chops here on the side, just and then like see some, you know, skin in between. No mustache, though. What do you think?
Do you want me to be honest with you, or since you've done it already, do you sort of want some affirmation?
I do want you to be honest.
It kind of looks like you're going through a midlife crisis, but that can't be true.
Damn it!
What, 800?
No, I'm 350.
Oh, sorry.
Whose red cart is this out front? There's like a tiny, like a shortened
red cart? I just got a red cart recently.
Oh.
New red cart.
Sorry, it took me a while to climb up here.
Those are so expensive.
What are you all... Hey, what's everybody talking about up here, huh? Just having
Hi, I'm Garly. Nice to meet you.
Oh, no, hey, we've met. I'm Arnie.
Arnie. My God, hi.
From before.
You just have a face, and I look at it, and I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
Arnie, what is going on with you? You can't stop smiling.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, smiling.
Like a rictus.
I'm a happy person. Okay. I'm a happy person. I don't struggle with depression in any way. I'm just like a happy guy.
It's a weird thing to bring.
Oh, did you put on cologne? What is that?
It's what I could find.
What is that?
I just rubbed some food under my shirt. Just, you know, freshen up a little bit.
Oh, I see. What an interesting choice.
Yeah, so, just, you know, me. Just being my regular self. Just on the hunt for juicy... Buttholes.
Just throwing, not in reference
to anything.
And there's several pauses and stutters in between each word. How did you end up saying that?
It took so much time.
Yeah, I had so many chances to stop, and I didn't take any of them.
Right. Well, yeah, I like doing that too. We should talk about that sometime, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, does anyone need a drink from the bar? I'm financially stable and happy to buy us all a round of drinks.
Oh my goddess, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, I will take 6 pints of the mead, I guess.
6 pints of mead, sure.
Amazing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Wow.
Chunt, Ani, whatever you want. Price is no object.
Oh, well, I own the bar, so.
Yeah, still, price is no object.
Why are you looking at Garly when you say that?
Did I mention I own this tavern? It's a cursed tavern.
No, wait, do you actually?
I do, yeah.
Oh my god, so can you, like, get us free meat then?
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Okay. Cool.
Wow, you never give us free meat. That's awesome.
Meat all around then.
I'd love a little bit of bread too if you've got any. I mean, like, if it's your place, if that's not like too much trouble. I can't believe that we've been here for like what, days? And this is the first time that this is coming up. This is crazy.
This is incredible.
Yeah, I'll take some bread too. Ani, why don't you get us some bread and some mead? And hey, you know what?
It's going to take me a while to climb down.
How about some butter too?
Ooh, yeah, actually, just give me a knife, because I could just spread Garly on that bread and eat her right up. She's so cute.
Okay.
Chunt.
Okay.
Chunt, huh? Read the room.
Arnie, you're literally putting your finger into your hand that has the shape of a hole right now whenever she has her head turned.
Evelyn?
Oh, okay.
No, it's...
No, outside. Oh, outside. Don't look hard, but outside.
Wait, there's a guy getting out of the horse.
My peripheral vision isn't great, so I'm just trying to...
Oh my gosh, sorry. I'm late.
Holy shit, he looks like what I transformed into, but 10 times hotter.
Wow.
Hi, Evelyn?
Hey, yeah, you're Garly, right?
Yes. I didn't think you were coming.
Yeah, I was supposed to be here about a week ago, and
yes.
I got lost. I was at the mountain just to the north, and I turned and went to that mountain to the east.
No worries, dude, but we're closed.
Oh my God.
Right, Arnie, we're closed?
Yeah, we're closed. There are a lot of people here, but they
are. But it's fine, because he owns the bar, so we can hang.
Whoa,
it's no big deal. Just be cool, all right?
Stop patting my shoulder.
Yeah, be cool.
Be cool.
This is so funny.
His hand is very strong.
Yeah, it's all cool. Hey, Garly, I just really like your dress. I think you look so nice.
Oh, thank you. I had some really cute little friends help me pick it out.
Friends?
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I think she's talking to me.
Should we get out of here? I don't know. Should we get out of here?
I was going to say we could still have dinner and stuff, but it's been a week, and I've eaten like 20 times since then, so don't we just get out of here and go back to my place?
I would love that. Thank you. Yes. I would love that. I'd love that.
But it's opposite day. It's
all right. Do you need to say goodbye to your little friends or something?
Just give me 1 minute. I'll meet you on the horse.
Yeah, I'll get the horse started.
It's opposite day. You probably live in like a hole.
Chunt, we gotta let it go. He can do math. We can't compete with
I can do math. Garly, is this where's the person sketching this?
Hey.
Is this like one of those hidden sketching pranks?
Oh. No, that's so funny. Hey, I just want to say thank you so much. And I know that maybe this is like a little bit weird, but hey, like, you know, this is good for everybody. You guys can get back to your podcast or whatever.
A squeeze of the shoulder. No.
Hey, you guys are really good friends. Thank you.
Oh,
perfect. Exactly what I wanted.
Garly, hold on 1 second.
Yeah?
Hang tight. I'm going to talk to... Hey, Arnie Usador?
Yeah.
A lot happened over the last however many days Garly's been here. We kind of had this whirlwind romance. Mm-hmm. She kind of confessed that she liked me. I confessed that I like her.
Really?
This is really throwing a wrench. I didn't think this guy was going to show up, but I think I have the perfect plan. I'm going to be unbelievably nice to her and to him and be like her closest confidant and friend. And then ultimately, when they break up, I'll be like right there.
Oof.
Guys, I feel like we've got a 3 tickets to Challenger situation here between the three of us.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got to get out of here. The horse is warm, and it's kind of expensive to feed.
No. Yeah. Sex. Go have sex.
But I just wanted to say, here's my sending stone info, and, like, text me. We should hang out.
Oh, yeah. And here, I got you, I was going to say made, but you don't really make food. You cook it. I got you 3 grains of rice just because from earlier when we were talking about rice.
You remembered.
Yeah.
You can just give your information to Chunt. My stone is in the ground. I have a land stone.
Oh.
Old. The horse is warm.
So it doesn't get texts. It just, it's just a land stone.
I don't know how to make a call on mine, so. You know, I'll see when I see you,
okay.
I guess. For you, text me, or send me anytime.
And I just really like the tiniest hint of possibility and nothing more. So I'm actually really good with where we're at.
Sir, are you okay? Sorry, I was just chatting with my friend.
Oh, that's Arnie.
No,
that's
no,
Arnie.
It's me.
That's
it's
Arnie.
It's
Arnie?
You've, you've known him for days.
You three, thank you so much.
Thank
seriously.
You.
And yeah.
Don't, don't just stand here. Get out of here. Go have sex and don't think about me.
Go get fucked, I guess.
Don't
I don't know. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Bro, to the window, to the window. Oh, Jesus, put some pants on that horse. Look at that horse cock just... Oh, that's him. He's changing pants. Wow. Oh, boy.
All right, Garly, I'm going to put my horse on your back. Let's go.
Oh, great. Okay. Which, where do you live? What direction?
Oh, I'm just west of the East Mountain.
Oh, fun. Oh, okay, great. And then I'm on... Well, it doesn't matter. We'll go back to the place. Okay. All right. Okay, this is fun. Heavier than it looks, but in a good way.
Hey, Arnie.
Bye, little friends.
Bye. Bye. Fuck you.
Bye. Hey, Arnie. Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
Do you think you make her laugh?
No. But that's not everything.
Should have asked Garly to join my quest to defeat evil.
So tall.
Very tall.
She literally crushes rocks.
Next time.
Next time. Oh, actually, speaking of, let me just send her... She sent me her sending stone information.
No,
I should just. I'm just.
Don't.
I have a joke.
It was seconds ago.
I have something.
It was. Even I know. Don't do that.
Okay.
It was seconds ago.
And the rock you have messaged is not in service.
Oh.
Cool.
You got a fake rock.
Where's the taint paint? Somebody give me the taint paint. It's gonna be a long night, boys.
Why is it going to take you so long to paint that?
Because it has to be perfect.
There are times when these audio recordings ending where they do comes as an absolute act of mercy. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Garly the Giant was played by special guest Vic Michaelis, the host of Very Important People on Dropout TV, the safe little nest for all the shows network television can barely explain to each other. Vic would like to plug Trans Lifeline, a nonprofit organization offering direct emotional and financial support for trans people in crisis. Props to that. To learn more, visit translifeline.org. Heads up that we're taking next week off for the 4th of July. There will be an unlocked Patreon episode on the main feed to tide you over. And then we'll be back, partially recharged, with a new episode on the following Monday, July 8th. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Merton, Nikolai Grigorsevich, Jordan M., Nathan Poulette, Geraldo Fubar, that feels like a code that I'm unwilling to crack, Jen Mosefin, Marwyn the Mage, yes, everyone's a wizard now, Brian Brakefield, John Curtis, Grace Bormetti, Mr. Orelin, Dana Ayala, Mason Monroe, Robert Wilson Spinky, Mouse Detective, Robo Todd the Rusty, Gray W, Parker Scarborough, Alex Nagayan, Summer, Kit Wiles, Antonio Smith, and Spencer Sandy, Child of Pecan. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. The most recent Patreon bonus is an episode recorded in 2018, I just said new, I am humiliated, with Carl Tart that has never been released until now. Still not new. Here's a clip.
You're a busker, is that correct?
That is me. Song sing, I see.
Oh, wow. So you're
he
sort of
pulled
a,
off a run.
That's amazing. Wow, so you sing songs?
Sing you a tune for a taste of mead. All gather around and take heed.
Oh, great.
Ooh. Oh, a mead for you then. I shall be right back. What would other people like to have?
I'll take a penicillin.
Penicillin?
Tell them I want, like, go up to the bar and say, what should I have?
I'm not going to do that. I'll be right back.
I'll have a mead and soda.
Mead and soda.
Ooh, mead and soda. Great. Once we get you a taste of mead, we can hear some of your music?
Absolutely.
Why, you seem like such a, like, friendly fellow. What are you doing in a tough bar like this?
I like it here. I feel like the aesthetic fits me. I love the taxidermy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm in town meeting families, as I do.
Meeting families?
Yes. Mothers, fathers, sons.
Sure.
daughters.
Oh.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.